Over the weekend in Atlanta, in Game 1 of baseball's National League East Division Championship Series, the Philadelphia Phillies shut down the Braves 3-0.
On the first pitch, fly ball to left. This should do it. Brandon Marsh coming in. He's got it, and the Philadelphia Phillies take Game 1 on the road for the second consecutive season.
Audio courtesy of MLB on YouTube. The Braves put up record-setting performances offensively this year, and it's safe to say they were not expecting to be blanked. We bring in John Stolness of the podcast Hittin' Season to talk about the Phillies' win and lay out what's at stake for each team going forward in this best-of-five series. Hi, John.
Hi, Jennifer. Good to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Been loving the podcast, and we're going to talk about that in a little while. Hey, John, in baseball, it's standard to look at what's working or not working for a team when they are taking a turn at bat and when it's their time on the field. And we certainly know what worked for the Phillies Saturday was the team's pitching lineup shaped by manager Rob Thompson.
Yeah, it was really amazing. Rob Thompson had his finger on the pulse of what he wanted to do, and he really laid it out beautifully in Game 1.
So he's being lauded for making all the right moves. He called on the talents of a total of 7 pitchers. I would love to have you flesh out this notion of Thompson making all the right moves.
So, I mean, he had Ranger Suarez, who'd been their third best starting pitcher all year, start the game, and he started off really well, but he got into a little bit of trouble in the fourth inning. He had decided before the game that he wasn't going to let Ranger Suarez go too long because the Braves really hammer left-handed pitching more so than right-handers. And so he was going to use his bullpen as much as he could in this game because of all the off days in between these different games. And he brought in one hard throwing reliever after another. And there were some sweaty palms times in some of those innings, but they managed to get the job done. Anytime the players execute, they make the manager look really smart. If one of those guys had faltered, all of a sudden Rob Thompson doesn't look so smart. But it's on Rob Thompson and the players to execute in order for that plan to work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I want to mention Craig Kimbrell, who was the closer for the Phillies, was a Brave at one point.
Yeah, spent most of his Hall of Fame career in Atlanta, and earlier this year got his 400th career save down in Atlanta. So you know that that save in Game 1 really meant a lot to him.
Yeah, and the Phillies emerge as very strategic. They had Sunday off, and so a lot of these pitchers in the bullpen have had some rest.
Yeah, Thompson knew that he could utilize all of his relief pitchers and that they would all have an extra day of rest and everybody would be available for Game 2. So he just said, this is an all hands on deck game. Everybody's got to be ready. Everybody could get into the game. And it was fascinating the order in which he chose these different relievers to the point this rookie, who they called up the last week of the season, gets the 7th inning of Game 1 of the National League Division Series against maybe the best offense we've ever seen in baseball. And the rookie, Orion Kerkering, only needed 8 pitches to get through the 3 hitters that he faced. It was pretty incredible.
It was neat to see the rookie on board. The Braves' offense is spectacular, John. We all know that the team has 104 wins in the regular season to prove this, and they were only shut out twice and never at home this past season. Mm-hmm. What happened to their batters? Were they really that stunned by our pitching?
Yeah, first time they've been shut out at home since August of 2021. So it's been a long time since they were shut out at Truist Field. I think the layoff may have hurt Atlanta a little bit here. While the Phillies were playing a couple of wild card games, the Braves have been playing games against themselves, intra-squad games, as they've been waiting to get this series started. And baseball is a sport about momentum. It's a sport where you're playing every single day. It's possible that during the course of this last week, you get a little bit rusty as you're kind of sitting around waiting for your series to start. And let's not also forget, the Braves won 14 more games than the Phillies this year. They lost to the Phillies in this round last year in the playoffs. The pressure was probably on them a little bit more than on the Phillies coming into the game, and they looked like they might have been pressing a little bit, especially when they got runners on base.
John, why was Game 1 one of the most important games of the year for the Phillies and for the Braves?
In a best of five series, it's the first team to 3 wins. So anytime you're dealing with a series that short, winning Game 1 is really important. In this round of the playoffs, teams who win Game 1 at home go on to win 36 of 50 times. The Phillies are far more likely to win this series now because in Game 2, they have their ace going for them, Zach Wheeler. Then it goes to Philadelphia. Philadelphia has the best home field advantage in professional sports right now for Games 3 and 4. It is a daunting task for even a team as good as Atlanta to come back and win this series because Game 1 was really Atlanta's best chance to steal a win early in this series. They had their best pitcher, Spencer Strider, a guy who has owned the Phillies over his first 2 years in the big leagues, and the Phillies found a way to win that all-important first game and set them up now with home field advantage.
By the way, I want to congratulate you and the rest of the Hittin' Season team. The show is the number 8 sports podcast in America and the only baseball podcast in the top 10. What is your beauty secret to success?
Well, I mean, consistency, I think, is one thing. We've been doing this for a really long time, but obviously this team has the fan base really excited and people want to listen to the Phillies conversation. It's them that allows the podcast to have any success.
John Stolness is one of the hosts of the podcast Hittin' Season, presented by WHYY and BillyPenn.com. Thanks for your time this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Jennifer.